Mom said she was glad when we went on our family vacation. She said that our schedule had gotten too overloaded.
It's important that you're careful not to get overloaded with too many things going on. Hey there, come on in. Uncle Charlie here. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My story, Overloaded. But listen to these good verses from Mark 6, starting at verse 30. Then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, "Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." For there were many comings and goings, and they did not even have time to eat. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. Our story, Overloaded. "Are we almost there?" Noelle asked, eagerly leaning forward from the back seat of the car. "I can't wait to go swimming." "There it is," Cameron shouted as the car rounded a bend in the drive and the little cottage came into view. Dad parked by the front door and Noelle and Cameron helped unpack the car. The smaller children played on the swing set in the yard, and Mom swept and dusted inside the cottage. "I'm starving," declared Cameron when they finished their work. "Me too," said Noelle. "When are we going to eat, Mom?" "Soon," Mom replied, getting out some sloppy Joe meat, chips, and buns. She put the meat in a pan and turned on the burner. Then she plugged in the coffee pot. "How about macaroni and cheese with your sloppy joes?" she suggested as she turned on another burner. Immediately, all the lights went out. "Oh, no," exclaimed Mom. "I must have blown a fuse." Dad got up and went to find the fuse box. "Looks like there are too many things on one of the circuits," he said when he came back. "We'll have to turn off a few lights whenever we want to use the stove." Soon their lunch was ready, and they sat down to enjoy it together. "This is fun," said Noelle. "It's our first real vacation in ages." "I know," said Mom thoughtfully. "That overloaded fuse reminds me of our family lately. We've been so busy getting Dad's business started and redecorating the house, then with piano lessons, Little League games, housework, and homework, I think we've been overloaded too. We've been so busy that we haven't had much time to spend together and enjoy each other." Dad nodded. "Let's evaluate our activities during this vacation and see which ones we could cut out of our schedules," he suggested. Dad turned to Cameron. "How about getting my Bible from the shelf over there, son? Let's have family devotions right now. That's one activity we should always take time for." "Right," said Cameron, getting the Bible. "That and my Little League games. But we could skip the piano lessons," he added with a grin. "And homework," Dad chuckled. "I don't think so," he said. "We'll talk about it later." Well, how about you? Have you been too busy lately? Make a list of things you do and put the really important ones first. Be sure to put daily devotions near the top, along with time spent with your family, proper rest, and wholesome meals. And don't forget your homework. Make sure those things get done first. Mark 6:31, "And he," Jesus, "said to them, 'Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while.'" And our key thought, don't get too busy. We live in a very, very busy world, always something going on, and it's easy to get too busy. If you're too busy to read the Word of God or to pray, you're just too busy. I'm Uncle Charlie. Keys for Kids is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. Hey, adults listening, if you appreciate what we're doing to help kids, we would appreciate your help. Our mailing address, Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501.